most of the sections that describe the different types of korbanos that have to be brought start with the words ve'im. And if you want to offer this korban, and if you sinned. And yet there's one section which doesn't start with the word ve'im, and rather starts with the word asher. And that's a section that describes how a nasi, how a leader of the Jewish people, if he sins, he also has to bring a korban. He's no different than any other person. Why would the section start with the word asher, which is another word for when? It should say ve'im, and if a nasi sins, why asher? So the Medrash, quoted by Rashi, explains, Ashrei, praiseworthy is the generation that has a leader that admits to his mistake. Because as we know, many leaders in the world, when they make a mistake, they do not admit to their mistake. Why? Because it's embarrassing. Because it's very hard for a person who's in the public eye to say they made a mistake. It lowers their ego, and it's very, very difficult. So it says the Torah, praiseworthy is the generation that its leaders admit to their mistakes. And I think it's obvious that we can extend that to anybody who has a relationship with other people where it would be embarrassing to admit to the mistake. So we can add in, Ashrei, a husband who admits to a mistake to his wife. Ashrei, a parent who admits a mistake to his child. Ashrei, a teacher who admits his mistake to his students. And on and on and on. Anytime we have a relationship in which admitting the mistake would be embarrassing, I believe that can fit into this paradigm of the Nasi. The Nasi doesn't want to do it. It's very embarrassing. And yet we say, Ashrei, praiseworthy is that generation. So too, all of us, in whatever relationships that we have, we need to work on admitting to a mistake. It's very, very difficult. But that is the most important way to keep growing and to learning from mistakes. Ashrei. So we should all look at ourselves as being that Nasi, to make sure that we admit to our mistakes when necessary.